Go Bible Today. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Biden and bird flu. If it weren't so sad and serious, it'd be laughable. What does Joe Biden and bird flu have in common? I believe pandemic's on the way. I believe the pandemic will be here just in time for voting, to control the vote. Just before the news break, we were talking about how they're now saying that bird flu is on the way, avian flu as it is officially called, bird flu. And as a result of it, $176 million contract has been granted by our federal government to Moderna to be prepared now for vaccines for the general public against the bird flu. In fact, I'm going to read you a headline and then read you one paragraph. Former CDC chief says bird flu pandemic would be much more catastrophic than COVID, dated July the 9th, 2024. The former director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued a stark warning to all Americans about the possibility of a future pandemic that could even be more devastating than COVID-19. Dr. Robert Redfield, who is also a virologist, continues to treat COVID-19 patients, he said. He goes on to talk about a task force has been sent out, and they're preparing for a pandemic from bird flu. Let me read the headline again in case you didn't get it. Former CDC chief, bird flu pandemic would be much more catastrophic than COVID. In fact, he goes on to say in his research, supposedly, that bird flu will kill 1 out of 4 that catch it. 1 out of 4. He says that it's much more deadly than COVID-19. Ladies and gentlemen, that's setting the stage for fear. That's setting the stage for chaos, calamity, and confusion. That's setting the stage, as we'll see in a moment, where one state, the state of Colorado, has already declared a health emergency, giving the governor in the state of Colorado the total sole responsibility of what the state can do, what the citizens can do in the state of Colorado. We'll look at that article in just a moment. I believe we have Miranda on the phone. Go ahead with your comments or questions.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. Yes, there's another quote by, I forgot his name now. It's the quote is the man you quoted.
Dr. Robert Redfield.
No, not him. The gentleman about the truth. His name has just completely left me. My quote from him was the author of 1984.
You're talking about George Orwell.
Orwell. Thank you very much. I'm having a senior moment.
Join the club. they get closer together, by the way.
Yes, another quote by him was, "In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth will become a revolutionary act." Mm-hmm. He is right on target with that, and I believe that you're very correct in thinking that what is on the horizon is them staging another panic like the one in 2020, except maybe bigger and worse. I still see them too. I still see people wearing masks. I'm just amazed that they think that this is protection for I don't know exactly what, but anyway. But the instructions that we were given were totally wrong in the last pandemic. Isolation, yes, actually lowers your immunity. You're better off to go out and have a normal mixing up with other human beings because that mm-hmm. enhances your immune system. And I don't know what they have in mind for this one, that the bird flu, but I'm sure it's nothing good. And I fear for the election as well because of how they push the mail-in ballots, and that's so fraught with fraud. And so I'm in concurrence with you is what I'm saying. Anyway, thank you very much.
Miranda, you're exactly right. And let me say this. It was Dr. Atlas that they laughed out of town almost. They almost destroyed the man, suspended or took his medical license because it was Dr. Atlas that said and challenged Sir Anthony Fauci when he said natural immunity is the only way to rid ourselves of the COVID pathogen that was going through the nation. And now they're coming back full circle, 180-degree circle, saying that natural immunity is the best way with any virus. You know, this was an old setting of years ago, but somebody would get the measles. They'd have a measles party so that all the kids in the neighborhood could have measles at the same time and have the immune set up so that they would not catch the measles and it would not continue to spread. We're finding today, though, it's not profitable for people like Sir Anthony Fauci and Big Pharma to say natural immunity. But that's exactly what we were lied to about in the major, major stages in January, February, March of 2020 in particular. So, Miranda, I see on the horizon, as you've just stated, on the horizon, the potentiality may not be exactly as I envision it, but I see the potential. Without any question, we're going to have a declared pandemic. I don't have any question about that. Just to know exactly the proximity with the date of the voting, how that will interplay with that, whether it be 6 weeks or 2 months or 30 days, but I believe that will take place and in some may impinge on the legality and the success of a proper ballot initiative in November the 5th. So, Miranda, all we can do is keep praying and recognize the handwriting on the wall, as it stated in the book of Daniel. Recognize the handwriting on the wall as to what's going to take place and say no, no, no to any government intrusion into our personal lives. Miranda, thank you so much for your call, for your input today. Have a blessed day. I believe we have Bob on the phone. Bob, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hey, Pastor, you're familiar with the tribulation period, so I don't think that the vaccines or what they're going to do with the shots are going to kill as many people as what's going to happen with Christians and conservatives who don't acquiesce to the program, who will be thrown into concentration camps. A repeat of Nazi Germany, more people are going to die from the fallout of not going along with this whole program rather than the effects of the vaccine itself.
Bob, no question about it. We're setting the stage, though, for what I envision as governmentally controlled. We've set the stage already in 2020, 2021, 2022, and the early parts of 2023 with the mandate from the government to bow. And what you'll find during the days of the tribulation, and by the way, the Christian will not be in the tribulation. The tribulation, the thalupsis, is for the those that have said no to Christ, no to the Word of God, no to the Scripture in receiving Jesus Christ as Savior. We'll be raptured out First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. The wrath of God, W-R-A-T-H, is the word thumos in the scripture, the Greek text. The word thumos means the white-hot anger. God gets ticked off, if you will, angry with those that have said no to Christ. So during the days of the tribulation, government will be making the demand, i.e., under the leadership of the Antichrist, government will be making the demand that the people need to bow, and those that do not bow and receive the mark, the identification of the Antichrist, Revelation chapter 13, verses 16, 17, and 18, refuse to take the mark, they will be martyred, put to death. But we are seeing the stage being set leading up to what the government is doing now of coming up with a fright, a fear, a pandemic, a plandemic that will cause the people to bow. And by the way, Bob, the government's already proven what the citizens in America will do. They don't have any doubt. They don't have any question. The Biden administration is fully aware with the CDC, the NIH, the FDA, the DOJ, the IRS, the et cetera, FBI, et cetera, et cetera. They already know what America will do when you claim there is a pandemic. It brings about fright, and fear will bring about submission to the government for the government to protect you. So you're exactly right. What we're seeing now is just a precursor to what will be found during the days of the tribulation. That tribulation will last for 7 years until the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, where he will have victory and for 1,000 years reign as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords over the entire universe. Bob, we need to keep praying though as Christians. And my summarization of what we're saying today, we need to recognize what is happening, need to recognize, understand what has taken place, and be prepared for the future. So therefore, we need to pray, we need to plan, we need to be prepared, but we need to participate, we need to vote. In fact, there are some statisticians that are telling us that 25 million Christians will not vote this November. That's 120 days from now, approximately. That 25 million Christians will not vote. I think that's sad. It's a stench in the nostrils of God that we as Christians, conservatives and patriots, some will not even cast a ballot. What say you? Do you believe we're going to face a pandemic before the election?
Pastor, do you think that the UN will be the global authority?
No question about it. They are now the, if you please, global authority without full House or Senate authorization, but by a treaty, if you want to call it that, that was signed by, Joe Biden, May of 2023, went into effect May 30th of this year, because there was no intervention by, as I know it, there was no, somebody might call and have a correction, no intervention by the House or the Senate to cancel what Biden had done with his contract with the World Health Organization. So we're in a precarious position. This is the reason, Bob, we need new leadership in America. We'll talk about that in just a moment, about how Biden, this is how Biden and bird flu fit together, because Biden is refusing to step down. With his refusing to step down, he just made a threat. He said, if you want to force me out, wait until the convention. What do you think that means, Bob?
I don't think he has a chance of lasting that long. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think anybody knows. But I understand that the Christians will be raptured. But what would you call a believer during the tribulation period?
Well, during the tribulation period, there people will get saved, no question about it. When they get saved, they will be martyred for their faith unless they're willing to accept the mark. That is the 666 that's described very clearly and succinctly, that has a lot of people wondering, what is the 666? It's the epitome of humanity. Seven is the number of God, which is perfection. Six, according to biblical numerology, is the number of man, and it's the man-centered man, 666. That is the epitome of humanity. Humanistic view, and that's what we see taking place. The mark of identification, and contrary to what many Christians are teaching today, that a Christian would be dragged to the front and be forced to take the vaccination, be forced to take the mark, which is setting the stage now, what we call vaccinations, but that won't be the case. Multitudes in that era, during the days of the tribulation, will gladly take the mark to identify with the grand poobah, as I would call him, the Antichrist. Even today, Christians want to be identified with bigness, with the large church, with the big famous names, etc., etc., etc. Many Christians today want to be seen in photographs with politicians that have renown. And so that will be full-blown in the days of the tribulation, where multitudes will say, I want to identify with this man that's in control of the world, so I'm going to take the mark. I call it, as I teach that text, the mark of identification, the mark of submission, the mark of surrender. And that's what we see taking place with the push today in society and the government. And we ought to obey God and not government. Acts chapter 5, verse 29, Peter said when they threatened them for preaching on the street. Bob, thank you so much for your call. We need to keep looking up, realizing our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Listen, this is the headline that I'm looking at. CDC says bird flu viruses pose pandemic potential, cites major knowledge gaps. In other words, this five-page article, it's dated May the 9th, 2024. Epidemiologists from the Energy Agency were ultimately unable to access a Texas dairy farm where a human was infected with the virus back in March. They disclosed in attachments to the report published Friday by the New England Journal of Medicine. Further, it goes on to say the worker did not wear protective eye goggles or face mask. Therefore, he was not protected from the virus. The virus was likely transmitted through their contaminated hands, or droplets of the virus from the sick cows. Now they're saying that, of course, the bird flu, the avian flu, has leaped out of the feathered animals to cows and pigs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the stage being set. Again, this is headline. CDC says bird flu viruses pose a pandemic potential. They're setting the stage. They're warning us. They're letting us know where they're going and what they plan to do later this fall. I am concerned, and I pray that you will be also, and recognize the need to stand for truth and to not bow and bend at every whim and wish in relationship to the federal government's control. I'm looking at another headline. I'll read this, then we'll take our next caller. This headline says nearly 1.8 million chickens will be culled out in the latest bird flu outbreak at Colorado poultry farm. Nearly 1.8 million chickens will be killed after the bird flu was detected at an egg-laying operation in Weld County. A major resurgence of the commercial farm and the disease has already been seen. More than 6 million birds have already been killed. The mass killing or depopulation, as the state described it, of the chickens is the second largest in a commercial flock since bird flu was first detected in Colorado in 2002. Ladies and gentlemen, they are determined to take a flu or a virus that they've identified as avian flu or as bird flu that's been around for two decades or more, and they're determined to make that into the next pandemic or plandemic, we should call it, to be honest. I believe we have Dr. Davis on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. I'm agreeing 100% with every call that's come in this afternoon, and y'all are right on target. But I do have a question. If all these illegal immigrants that's been indoctrinated to vote Democrat returned and voted Republican, do you think they would prosecute Trump for stealing the election?
Let's face it. The major tool that's in the toolbox of destruction of the constitutional republic and the representative form of government, and you hear them screaming and hollering that Trump will destroy our democracy, what they're really saying is they're saying it will destroy our power and control, and they're calling their power and control democracy. And yes, anything is possible with the lawfare that we've seen taking place. The bigger question is this. Will the Republicans, when gaining the House, the Senate, and the Oval Office, and I believe that's a potential for November, lest it is stolen again by electronic ballots and by the drop boxes and by the mail-in ballots, unless the election is stolen, we'll see the House, the Senate, and the Oval Office controlled by the Republicans. But the question is, the greater question is, will the Republicans then have spine, backbone, to clean House, to clean the sewer, to wipe out those? You see, when Trump took office January the 21st of 2017, there were 4,800 in the Department of State that 99.9% voted for Hillary Clinton and were upset majorly that Clinton didn't go in office. And anything that Trump tried to do, they tried to circumvent, undermine, and destroy it to prevent it. And so we see that on the horizon today. So I believe, yes, there's no question about it. The lawfare will not stop if Trump is elected. I think that we're going to see major riots. I think we'll see major rebellion. And 57% of the Democrats that are in charge have already said clearly that they will not certify his election if he is elected. They will not certify it. And yet they're the ones that are saying that if Trump goes in office, he'll refuse to leave office. Joe Biden is the one that's not wanting to leave office. The Democrats are the ones that are not wanting to leave office. Whatever they claim on the conservatives and the Christians and the nationalists in America, whatever they claim on the patriots in America, whatever they claim against the Republican Party are the very things that they're doing in the Democratic Party, the Socialist, Marxist, Communist Party called Democrats. So we need to keep praying, need to keep planning and looking up. And most of all, I challenge everyone listening today, be sure that you vote. Be sure that you vote. And if you want to take my opinion, you can vote for Biden continue to destroy America, or you can vote for Donald J. Trump and have the prayer that God will intervene and turn America around. Thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth now. Ladies and gentlemen, amen. I'm looking at a headline, and this is where we're going. Looking at a headline, says Colorado reports human case of bird flu. Public health officials in Colorado on Wednesday announced an adult man had tested this is almost laughable, ladies and gentlemen, had tested positive for the avian bird flu after reporting mild symptoms including conjunctivitis or pink eye. The man is an employee of the dairy farm who had exposure to the infected cattle and recovered after avial treatment. The case in the fourth is the fourth human case of bird flu in the U.S. since the avian flu began spreading among dairy farm herds back in March. The other three to test positive were also dairy farm workers who recovered from experiencing mild pink eye and respiratory symptoms, end quote. But ladies and gentlemen, the thing is, we have now the Colorado governor. Looking at a headline, this ought to get our attention. This is what I'm saying. The headline, Colorado governor declares a disaster emergency over bird flu outbreak. I just read you the article. They've had four cases, and they've declared a statewide emergency outbreak over bird flu. The move comes, this article says, the move comes after Michigan confirmed the N5N1 virus impacted other herds in their state. Colorado Governor Jared Polis issued an emergency disaster declaration in his state over an outbreak of highly pathogenic bird flu in the northeastern Weld County, as officials recently reported that 1.8 million chickens were impacted by the virus. Listen now, another brief paragraph makes the picture. The governor verbally declared a disaster after the avian flu outbreak in a commercial poultry facility in Weld County, according to the news release from his office on Monday. Listen, this is the key. This declaration means that the Colorado can use its emergency powers to take all necessary and appropriate state actions to assist with the response, recovery, and the mitigation efforts. The Colorado Department of Public Health environmentalist said in the statement July the 3rd that a dairy farm worker in northeastern Colorado was infected by the H5N1 bird flu and had direct exposure to cattle infected with the virus. Ladies and gentlemen, here is a blue state governor that's declared a state emergency for his state. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're headed for a plandemic for America. Looking at another headline, fourth bird flu case in the U.S. in 2024 appears in Colorado, according to the CDC. a fourth person has been infected with the bird flu this year as an outbreak among dairy cows continues across the federal U.S. Federal health officials announced Wednesday. The Colorado dairy farm worker is the first in this state in the year. Health officials identified the first U.S. case of avian influenza back in 2022, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you today that we're witnessing that, and we're witnessing also, listen, simultaneously, here is President Biden, Joe Biden, that's clinging by the fingernails onto his position. Majority of those behind the scenes, he calls the Democrat elitist, as he gave them the derogatory name just recently, the elitist on the in the Democratic Party, the elitist made the decision that they do not want Joe Biden. So they're trying to get Joe Biden to remove himself from it. But Biden's message is, listen, here's Joe Biden's message. Message to the Democrats from Joe Biden who want him to drop out. Challenge me at the convention if you want me out. President Joe Biden has delivered a response to the Democrats who want him to drop out of the presidential campaign. Challenge me at the convention. With Democrat defections growing by the day, the president is now on the offensive, meeting late Monday night with members of the Congressional Black Caucus. Following the meeting, the chair of the CBC, that's the Congressional Black Caucus, said he believes Biden is fit to serve. Further, the article says, I think he should step aside, said Representative Adam Smith of Washington, told the CNN Jake Tapper. I think that it's become clear that he's not the best person to carry the Democratic message. Meanwhile, California Democrat Adam Schiff is also voicing his concerns over the ability of Joe Biden to continue as president. And I could go on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is Joe Biden is clinging by his fingernails to his power for the Democratic Party. I believe without a shadow of a doubt, Joe Biden and the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party will try to figure out a way to prevent Joe Biden from facing the loss in November by trying to intercede in some way with the election, intervene in some fashion to prevent the legitimate election from taking place. Because if today we had a legitimate election, Donald J. Trump would win by a landslide. Joe Biden is refusing to step down. Majority of his party behind the scenes are saying that he should step down. I said before he was elected that he was cognitively depleted and had no business running for office because he could not do it. It's been proven, yet it's been covered by the Marxist media, ladies and gentlemen, for the past 3.5 years. It's just now come unveiled because the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party, they've decided that he cannot win the election, so they want to remove him from the election process. And Joe Biden is simply tenaciously saying, I'll not be moved. I'm going to stay. So, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is, from the Christian standpoint, what should we do? How should we respond? 2 Timothy chapter 1, 7 says, God has not given us a spirit of fear. We ought not to be afraid. We need to recognize what's happening. We need to tenaciously say that we'll not bow, we'll not bend. We're going to stand. We're going to be verbal, visible in our stand for that which honors God, for our stand by voting. And the scripture is very, very clear. If my people which are called by my name shall pray and humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and heal their land. So let me challenge you, ladies and gentlemen, as we close today, to be found faithful in serving the Lord and keep looking up. Our redemption draweth near. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. The Florida Georgia Truth Network. Palatka listens at 91.9.
For centuries, a cord with a lead weight on one end called a plumb line has been used to determine if something is straight and true. For centuries, God's Word has stood as the plumb line for determining if one's life is straight and true. Weekdays at 2:30 p.m. on The Truth, 91.7 and 91.9 FM.